I went to a book fair on Friday and felt drawn to a plain red, leather-bound book with my first name printed in black on the cover. I lied to myself, thinking maybe I'm a little conceited, being drawn to something simply because my name was on it, but I bought it anyway. Since reading it, I keep asking myself what I prefer to never found this. To not know what was coming so I could have continued living normally as I can, while I can. Or am I just glad to know what to expect? Maybe try to prevent it? Can I prevent it? My biggest question of all, who wrote it? I started reading it on the bus going home from the fair. It didn't take long to realize this book was detailing my life in story form, including accurate details and dates. I felt the blood drain from my face as I read the exact story my parents had told me up teen times about my traumatic birth. The book had every correct detail down to the date, time, hospital, and my parents' names. I felt dizzy as it went on to describe the first time each of my family members met me, including my grandfather who died in an accident a week later. Further chapters tell intimate details about my life, and I have no idea how the writer could have known any of it, my disaster of a first kiss to the time my parents caught me smoking. It even details events that I have never uttered out loud, such as the time I stole a chocolate bar from the corner shop as a kid. I felt so guilty I went back the next day and left a pound coin on the counter when the shopkeeper wasn't looking. It's like I've had someone watching over my shoulder the entire time, writing my life down, all of it. But why? I have had a pretty uninteresting life. Nothing of significance has ever happened to me yet. Yet someone has recorded every moment within a novel. Obviously, I have not put the book down since I connected the dots. When I got to the ending last night, my blood ran cold and I vomited. You'd think the story would end before I found the book, because how could it possibly go past that point? But no. I read about myself going to the book fair, buying the book, and realizing the story was about my life on the bus. How could the writer have known these details to add it in before it even happened? This is what has completely freaked me out about the ending. According to the writer, I was so engrossed in the book, I didn't notice a man at the back of the bus carefully watching me. I also didn't notice him get off at my stop and follow me to my home, where apparently he has been watching me from the tree line in the park across the road since Friday. The book says that in a few weeks' time, this man will ambush me and brutally murder me, that my body will never be found by my family, and will never know what happened to me. I've called the police and told them I was concerned someone was stalking me, and that they were watching me from the park. They have checked the park and told me that they have found nothing of concern. They have asked me for any proof of the stalking, and of course, I have nothing. So they're not taking me seriously anymore. I can't exactly tell them a book told me someone is stalking me. They would think I'm crazy or that I wrote it myself. I'm scared to tell my parents, as I know they will rush over here and I'm worried that I will put them in danger. I don't know what to do, and I wonder if I'm insane or even entertaining that this could be true. All that keeps rattling around in my head is that the book has been accurate so far. So why wouldn't the ending be accurate too? At least if it does kill me, I've got my concerns about the stalker on record, and my family should get some ideas as to what happened after I die. Will this change the story enough to change the course of what's going to happen? I was supposed to be murdered yesterday, but I survived. After my last post, I still kept trying to get the police to deal with my apparent stalker watching me from the park. They attended two more times, told me that there was nothing of concern, and then eventually deemed me a nuanced caller, so that was, as expected, a dead end. I drove myself insane, picturing how he was going to kill me. Over the next few days, I couldn't sleep, eat, or bring myself to leave the house. Then something inside me switched. I realized I couldn't just sit around waiting for this to happen. I tried to rip pages out of the book. I tried to edit and add sentences, trying my best to change the outcome. Somehow, it would return the way it was by next morning, except with more text added describing my attempts, and there was even a mention about my Reddit post looking for help. Once I came to terms with the fact that the police weren't helping and I couldn't change the story by editing the book myself, I realized my last option was to prepare to protect myself physically. The book said he would ambush me before he killed me, that I wouldn't get the chance to try and fight back, so surely the book had ruined this element of surprise, right? I knew the date he would do it, so why not just stay inside the whole 24 hours with weapons of some sort so I could fight back? I live in the UK, so it's not like I could just go out and buy a gun or something. So I went out and got what I could, such as knives, a baseball bat, a nail gun, and whatever else I could get my hands on that would give me some sort of a fighting chance. I went home and placed each of the items in an easily accessible place in each room. I moved furniture around to try and create areas where I could try and hide or take cover if I needed. Once done, I felt a lot better about my chances and nearly convinced myself that I could get through it. Yesterday morning, I awoke feeling nervous. I had made a promise to myself to stop checking the book because it was driving me insane. So I fought the urge to check to see if anything had changed, because if I hadn't, I knew it would destroy any confidence I now had and I would spiral. The whole day I was on edge, checking every corner of every room I went into. I must have checked all the doors and windows at least 100 times. I wouldn't watch any TV for fear of me not hearing anyone come into the house. Once the sun set, I started to doze off, obviously exhausted from being so scared and stressed all day. Then, bang, 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 on the front door. I bolted up with the knife in my hand and reminded myself of the baseball bat behind me on the chair. My eyes stayed locked on the front door, and although I didn't realize it at the time, I was holding my breath preparing for someone to break in. Shortly after, I heard a woman say, "Come on, let's just go into the next house. It mustn't be here." In all the chaos of last week, I had completely forgotten it was Halloween. For the next hour, I sat on the floor gripping the knife, rocking back and forth, feeling like my brain was fracturing from fear after each knock from trick-or-treaters. I was asking myself, how am I supposed to be prepared for this when so many people are knocking at the door every few minutes, distracting me? If my eyes are locked on this door, how do I know he isn't trying the back door? That's when I decided I couldn't take it anymore. I'll ambush him instead. Thanks to the book, I knew he'd be watching for the perfect moment to strike from the park. I left my house through the back door with my hood up, the bat in my hand and the knife in my pocket. I waited for a group of kids to walk up my path to knock. Once they started to leave, I quietly caught up behind them and slipped into the street, where there were plenty of groups of kids and adults smiling around, hoping I'd blend in enough for him to not see me coming. Once I'd gotten to a darker part of the street, I quickly crossed and entered the park. I scanned the tree line, the book mentions, to see if I could see anyone. And there, right across from my house, was a man dressed in black, perfectly concealed in the bushes, looking across towards my home with a set of binoculars. Next to him was a rope, a large knife, and a camera. I felt sick to my stomach knowing those things were meant for me. I knew I only had a moment to act, so I gripped the baseball bat tight and asked, "What are you doing?" He spun around with a look of fear on his face, but once he realized who I was, he smiled. I instinctively took a step back, and I held the bat up to show him I was willing to use it. He walked towards me with his hands held open, so I told him to stop where he was. He stopped, smiled again, and said, "Looks like you just couldn't stay away either." I wanted to vomit right then and there. I pushed the vial down and asked what he wanted from me. His eyes went towards the knife. I forced the bat at him to force him to back away, but once I screamed for help, he dove for it. I continued screaming while I was wildly swinging the bat at him, and luckily some dads out with their kids heard and come running. After a scuffle and luckily only some superficial slashes to the arms of the dads, they managed to restrain him and keep him there until the police came. They arrested him and took mine and a few other statements. Then I was able to return home with some relief. I couldn't quite believe I'd gotten through it. I walked into my bedroom to see 2 a.m. on the clock. I smiled, realizing I'd actually survived. I went to my dresser, curious to see what the book now had said, but it was gone. In its place, there was a note that said, "Congratulations on your survival. Thanks to you, instead of a tragic ending for my main character, I have a pivotal moment that should shape the rest of the story. Now, Keep it interesting, and I won't need to interfere again. No name left. No other information. Clearly, I'm the main character they're referring to, but what the hell are they talking about? I'm not a character in the story, I'm just a normal person trying to live their life, or so I thought anyway. I know the book is real, but how is this even possible? All I know is what was written in it actually happened up until my confrontation with the stalker. So I can't exactly take this note lightly because I do not want to live through another hellish situation like this again, which the writer is clearly able to orchestrate. Were they just going to kill me off because I'm too boring? I guess my only option is to try and keep things more interesting in future. Any ideas? I hope you guys enjoyed today's story. Thank you so much for listening. Huge thanks to the Redditor u/spooky, BITCH, for this amazingly well-written story. Once more, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you guys in the next story. So, don't forget to sit back, relax, and indulge in fear.